Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
Stop fighting over when it's St. Patrick's Day.
We have to celebrate.
Oh, who's this?
Oh,
this is a familiar voice.
I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
I'm back.
Where were you?
I was auditing the HR.
Auditing the HR?
Yeah.
Well, how long does that take?
Boss never finishes.
Never finishes. You haven't really, it's been like 2 months at least since she's actually sat down for a recording.
Yeah.
I've just been working.
Tell everybody about your new role in the working environment.
I am a staff accountant at Ernst & Young. I audit the HR.
Are you more on the Young side or the Ernst side? Like, what do you...
Here and there, man. Where
she's,
are they?
She's earnestly
being
young.
Young, yeah.
If you like, if they split up like Mike and I, who, which side are you picking?
I don't know. It's a hard question. Maybe Ernst.
Ernst, okay.
Ernst it.
If Ernst and Young split up, it's still Ernst and Young. Good joke. So today, Harjolt is in and Bindi's not here.
We want the younger model, the more the better model.
Oh, she'll listen to this when she edits. Yeah, she's out with her friends today.
It's wild, dude.
And we're with our friends.
And we're with our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raja gone to Shulik.
Oh,
oh my god.
Oh my god.
Lak lak vadanya.
Lak lak vadanya. Congratulations from the top of my heart, sir.
And the bottom
and
of
the
mine.
Bottom of mine.
Man, you know, simple people, right? Gotta get the degree. Gotta move on.
So people who don't live in Ontario.
Yeah.
Explain to them what Shulik is.
Oh, I'm interested in hearing this.
So I'm not really that well read, right? I just applied there, right? So I think it's like kind of like the Harvard.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking about how to describe what Shulik is.
Yeah.
And I came. You finish yours first, and then I'll
okay.
say.
Okay. What's a really Harvard is like Harvard, I guess, right? Because MIT is like science, right?
Mm.
And then like what else, like. Guess.
But Harvard, it covers a lot of different areas though. But Shulik is just mainly business.
Yeah. So for people who live in Ontario, it's kind of like...
Who don't live in Ontario.
But for people who live in Ontario, it's kind of like just like Rotman, right? Rotman's like sister or brother.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's better than Rotman.
Oh, jeez.
For people who don't live in Ontario, Shulik is like when you're a top-notch nerd. You get into Shulik.
Yeah.
Like it's a prestige thing.
It is. You pay for the branding.
Yeah.
My friends, like people in Shulik, like are like very like egotistical. So like,
I would be too if I got into Shulik. But I was across the street at fucking York. So I was thinking of like how to describe Shulik.
Yeah.
Harvard, but just Jewish.
Shulik is a Jewish thing?
I'm pretty sure. It's a
kind of sounds like Yiddish, right? Kind of sounds like
there are not that many Jewish people though.
No, like the guy who's
the
named
dude.
After is
oh really
Jewish, yeah.
You want there, you should know this kind of stuff.
I don't know.
It's Shulik School of Business. It's named after
Seymour Shulik. A business guy. He's Canadian.
It's named after Cardiova. Who's it named after? Where is it? Seymour Shulik.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seymour sounds like something that you'd like name.
Sounds like a seahorse, right?
Yeah.
Shulik, Jewish guy, yeah.
Shit, man, what if I support Palestine? I don't know if I can go through with it now.
Yeah, you better get your affairs in order before you report to class.
Yeah.
I still have the option. I still never accepted their offer. I'm trying to leverage it. Trying to see what I can get.
So when I messaged you yesterday.
Yeah.
I sent like kind of like a funny message in terms of like, no, not thank you, sorry. Did I say thank?
No, you said, I don't even... You.
No, right now, what did I say? Did I say thank or congratulate?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Oh. When I congratulated you yesterday,
yeah,
I sent like a funny-ish type message.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And I was hoping it would get like an appropriate response.
Yeah. Yeah.
All he says is, Thanks. Does it make you uncomfortable when people are complimenting you?
A little bit.
A little bit. I thought so. I got that vibe.
A little bit.
I poured my heart out into that message and all I got was a thanks.
My phones were blowing up, man. Like the fan.
Nobody messages you but me.
The family group chat was like filled, man. I had to like respond. People were the three people who messaged and they were asking, man.
Yeah, no, I figured. I'm like, this guy doesn't like compliments. He doesn't know how to act. He like fucking like shut like short circuits and just goes and like whoa, just freezes.
Starts like foaming out of the mouth. Oh. I don't know, bro. I've not really done anything to be the complimented before. Like I haven't.
Yeah, getting in a shulik is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal.
Man, my dad's like, so what are you gonna do now, right? He's like, I'm like, I don't know, we'll see like in year 3 and 4, right? He's like, whatever you do, don't become an electrician. I'm like, man, what is this?
It's a shot at somebody.
We're not gonna
name names.
He still said that?
Yeah, he said that to me yesterday.
Oh wow. I think he's really proud. I think that's him saying good job.
Yeah. He doesn't know how to say, like, son.
I'm proud of you. Don't be an electrician.
What he's saying is, you've reached this high peak of your life.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up. That's what he's saying.
I guess so, yeah.
And don't be an electrician.
Yeah. Any thoughts on what you're going to be majoring in?
Okay, so undefined, we could do with that, you know? Okay. I'm kind of like an undefined person, if you think about it. From like people who listen
with your bed sheets color today, man. I don't know. Fucking been sleeping on a pride flag.
He's supporting the LGBTQ.
This guy supporting LGBTQ. He really, really good. But that, what is his bed cover, man? It's like a rainbow.
I went biking, and while I was gone, my mom changed it. So I had no say.
You accepted it, so.
I was going to go rip it off.
We're making progress, is what I'd like to say. Go on, yes, undefined. Undefined major.
Undefined, because I'm like an undefined person, right? So we could do with that. Or we could do like accounting, but that's like really hard.
I can assist you with that.
No, man, that's too hard. Look, I don't want to take my commitment away from the viewers, right? Like, school is important, but my number one commitment right now is you, the viewers, okay? You, 7 people listening to this.
I think you'd be good at marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah.
But like they always, you know, they always poke holes at like marketing majors, right?
Why?
Because like one of my like mom's like friend's sons were a marketing major, and they always make fun of him, like Sam and Winter.
That's because they don't know what this person does.
No, because he came like to our house because he needed help finding a job, and then everyone like thinks that like Sam knows everything. So then he came over and then she looked at his resume and it's kind of weird. So then she was
maybe that's a one-off incident, right?
So we were kind of like, why are you a marketing major? Like, who majors in marketing?
I have a friend, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He majored in marketing.
Oh, damn.
And he's killing it in life.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And then he went on to an Ivy League school in the States, Cornell, and got his executive MBA from there.
Damn.
With marketing, it's hard to get entry-level jobs.
You would do business, what is it, management? We go manage the businesses.
This family studies, I think. Imagine
this guy in a marketing meeting, right, for some product. He's like, so we got a black guy, and we got a trans person.
No, he has this thing with the school projects. He has this switch, and he turns all professional, and when he does his rants for school, like...
It's like that Dave Chappelle thing.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle has that business voice and his normal voice.
Yeah, like normally you think he's like how he is, but like when he does his school stuff, he just becomes like
a different person. Of course, he's got to switch because you can't get his with his default state.
I don't know, but I'm just saying like he just seems like, oh, in Sati Kushpada, like,
daddy, the pumpkin has water in it now. This guy's going to shoot like.
Man, I think I'm a very inspirational case for all like the people out there. You know, they think like, you know, it's a win. Me getting in a shulik is a win for the little man. Both like mentally and like height wise. It's a win for the little man.
I don't think they were discriminating based on height to begin with.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. You have to be this tall.
Are you excited to go in person now and do 3-hour lectures and not be from home?
No. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, man. You know, I'm just trying to like leverage my offers right now, right? I'm going to leverage my offers. We're going to...
You're like Fred VanVleet. He had one offer. Right? That's what you are.
I'm going to take my offer from Shulik. I'm going to tell the Guelph people. I'm like, yo, this is what I got. What are you saying? Give me 100% scholarship while joining your school.
Guelph's going to hear Shulik and fold.
They're going to go there.
What do you need us for?
Like, don't fuck up your life. Let's go there.
I don't know, man. You know, I would have applied to, like, Rotman as well, but, like, they needed, like, other courses I never took, so I'm like, screw that. Put all your eggs in one basket, and that's how you succeed in life. So anybody, man, if you're trying to be successful, put all your eggs in one basket.
So I've been there too. She applied to one university.
I did the same thing, too.
I applied to 5.
Jeez.
I got into all 5.
Yeah.
But, like, I just think, like, why would you not do that?
I don't know. I was the opposite. I was like, I know what I want to do.
Don't become an investment advisor with this kind of philosophy.
Yeah, I guess.
I was one stock. You should put all your money into it.
Okay, minus like the nasty part, but I think I could be the next Epstein. Minus the fucked up part.
Of all the successful hedge fund managers and money managers out there, how would you pick that one guy?
I don't really know anybody else. I know Epstein, then I know the guy from Wolf of Wall Street.
They're not great examples either. Right, one's dead. The other one went to jail. Well, they both went to jail. One died.
I don't know that many people. Name one.
They both had movies made about them, but like, not good.
Name an investment dude because you work in that industry.
I don't know a dude, but like, there's a book we read called Liar's Poker. That was interesting. It's about investment making. It's kind of like Wolf of Wall Street, but the book. But without the dirty parts.
Like I could be like Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Or that guy, the Virgin Airlines guy. What's that? He's into
Richard
that.
Richard Branson?
Yeah, that guy.
He was probably...
Jeff Bezos?
No. Was he on the list? On Epstein's list?
Oh, was he? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
He might have been.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
He might have been, yeah.
I'm just saying. I have no idea.
Yogendra Basi.
Yeah.
There you go. You got him. All these elites, man. I'm a...
That other Punjabi guy from the Rappers games.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know his name.
Tav Malhotra.
Yeah, that guy.
That's like 60 years old and still writing captions like he's like in the hood in his 20s.
I've seen some of his Instagram stuff.
His Instagram handle says Tavio, the paper boy. Dude, you're fucking 50 years old. You're successful. Like, act like it.
Man. You think he has a good relationship with Party? Yeah, you think they're like boys?
Probably, I don't know.
Yeah, man, so my mom's like, yo, you got in a Shulik, right? She's like, you two got in a Shulik, you guys did good. What the hell happened with my other two children? She's like, is it hard to get in a Shulik? What do you need? Like, you need like a 95, I don't know, like 90, you know, whatever. And then she's like, her wonder, she's like, she's very smart. She's like, you know, strong, angry person. She don't have the grades, man. She's like,
what do you mean? She has a master's.
She never got in a Shulik, though.
She has three degrees. She never applied to Shulik.
But she didn't get it.
Exactly. Oh, well, yeah. Well, what a dumbass. She has 3 degrees, man. What are you talking about? She's smart.
Yeah.
Who else do you know who has 2 bachelors and a master's? Well, nobody.
She has 1 up on Bill Gates, then. Or 3 up on Bill Gates. Because how many degrees does Bill Gates have?
I think at that point, degrees don't matter.
Yeah, but you think, like... Shulik, man, like I wouldn't see a type of dude like me, you know, like not a hood dude, but like, you know, like a dude. Like, I'm not saying I'm a hood dude.
Where are you?
Like, I mean, a dude who's like, you know, wears like a shorts in his house, you know, lies in a kumbhal all day, like that type of dude to go to Shulik. I wouldn't see it.
You should describe every dude on the planet.
Yeah.
No, like a desi dude, like, you know.
There's
like,
brown people there. They exist.
There's probably fobs here too.
I mean, like, but like,
yeah. Well, yeah, but they're like smart and their parents are loaded.
Yeah, like they came here for an education, not for PR.
Yeah, no, like some of them, like their parents have huge businesses back home, and like there's like full-on sardars there too, doing masters and MBA, and they speak Hindi and they like wear their coat pant too.
They're
like
from Delhi.
Yeah, the Delhi ones. The Delhi ones.
Man, the thing I've seen with Pop is either they're really successful or like.
Making Instagram videos?
Yeah. There's no in between. Okay. Hypothetically, hypothetically speaking, there's a turf war, okay? You got Bombay Poppy on one side, you got Delhi Poppy on one side. Who are you taking?
I don't know if Bombay has Poppy.
They don't?
I don't think so, man.
Oh, okay. Still, the question applies.
Delhi.
Delhi, okay. This is like a numbers game?
It's just like, I think, in like an existence game.
Mom says his name of Papa. She's like, Papa, si siapa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was saying that at a wedding reception where they're Papa.
She's a savage, man.
She's yelling it out loud.
I don't know, that's, it's a common saying.
But like, to say it to like somebody's face almost, basically.
You should be drunk first.
She was booing like the MC was a pop boss. Oh. Kind of like. Yeah. You know, like drunk uncles get rowdy. Like, you know, cut it all, like, take him out. Like, she's like that.
Man, she's like almost like, you know how Rupert Ball plays like Just Me as like mom and like their videos? She's like that. Like, that's probably her spirit animal, I feel like.
Rupert Ball?
Rupert Ball playing Just Me's mom, okay. Like that character.
Yo, when you rang the doorbell today, she like twitched. She's like, hi. And then she got up and then she's like.
I heard it outside.
Oh, really?
Like, I heard a yelp.
Oh, shit. She's excited.
Yeah, she's very happy.
Moving on.
Moving on, yes.
To the actual discussion for the day. Asserting dominance. Roger, how would you assert dominance?
All right, man. So let me tell you how this came to my mind. So I was at the dentist today. Right, I had like a cleaning or whatever, right? The dentist like working with my mom. There's like a TV on the roof, right? I'm just staring at the TV. I'm like, if I want to assert dominance on this hygienist dude, I would stare him in the eyes as he's cleaning my teeth.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't. But talking in my mind, I'm like, yo, if I want to tell this dude I'm this shit, I would stare him in the eyes.
That's one way to do it.
So the moral of the story is, I think that's what's holding us back. We're not staring dudes in the eyes like that. We gotta just be more aggressive and ferocious. And you know, like, just stare dudes in the eyes.
Ferocious?
Yeah. Tenacious.
Ferocious?
like with a V, verb. V, O, V, I don't know how to spell ferocious.
She looks fine, it's right here.
Voracious.
V-E-R, ferocious?
I don't know, whatever, man. I went to York.
Yeah, so I'm like, I think we need to start doing more of that. We need to, it's hard because we're not really communicating with people in this podcast, but like, if we had like an actual audience or people, we gotta have that mindset to be successful. We gotta just like be like, you know, like, we're gonna win, you're gonna lose. Like, that kind of, you know, thing. We gotta assert our dominance.
Eye contact is very uncomfortable, though.
It is a fucked up.
It's like, so weird.
Let's have this discussion looking at, like, making eye contact.
Do the you. Rest of the podcast staring at each other's eyes.
That fucked up, man.
So, Harjot, what's up? Well, making eye contact and maintaining eye contact with a stranger, it's very uncomfortable.
That's fucked up.
I hate making eye contact. I just stare at people's, like, head area.
I look at lips when people, when I'm talking to people.
Yeah, I can't look them in the eyes. It's just weird.
It is. It's weird, man. But like, bro, so I think you think that has like an effect, like if you're doing like a major negotiation or something for like a merger or some shit, you know, merger is a big word. Going to Shula, gotta use these big words now.
Not that big, man. I'm gonna go on.
So you think you gotta like stare in people's eyes, you gotta like, you know, kind of like act a little bit weird, like, you know, a little bit like on the tism almost to get the deal you want.
Start doing that. Experiment it for like a week. Just stare everyone in the eye. Stare mom in the eye.
You want to die? You know, in certain animal species, if you make eye contact, it's like a confrontation.
Yeah.
Right?
Staring like a tiger in the eyes. Yeah. Man.
Try out different audiences. See what you get.
Different cultures, different degrees.
I was going to say something, man. With that. Me. Yeah. If I'm talking to somebody, it's just the way my mind is wired. If you're explaining something to me, giving me instructions, and I'm looking at you, I'm not going to retain anything.
Yeah.
So if you're describing something to me and giving me instructions, if I'm looking just to the to the side of you or looking elsewhere, but I'm listening, I'm much more likely to retain what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Oh, do couples have same bedtimes? No, right?
Their parents just went to bed, okay?
Yeah.
And so their mom just called their dad up to bed. And now they're asking me, if this is what couples do they call each other to bed when it's bedtime? We just know it's bedtime, so we just walk upstairs together.
Oh, okay.
Or we say, should we go upstairs?
Oh.
It's not like one of us is upstairs saying, hey, come upstairs now.
But what if you guys have different bedtimes?
We don't.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
We don't.
I dare to do a challenge, okay? Look Bindi in the eyes for an entire day. Just see what happens and document it. And then we'll review it on the next podcast.
Do it right now when I go home.
Yeah, do it. Let's see.
Might not be the best idea. She will have had some drinks.
Okay.
So
she'll be in her Florida man era.
Florida man vibes.
Yeah.
You should go to Florida.
I want to go on vacation next year.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You've worked hard.
I'm going to.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking of Cuba or
top
something.
Top five options.
Cuba, what are you trying to...
Top five options. Where do you want to go?
Like, well, I want to go to Venice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Part two. Or Cuba.
That was weird.
Or maybe Miami.
Sorry, go on.
Or maybe Miami.
Venice, Cuba.
Miami.
Miami.
Then I don't know, California.
California and Dubai.
Yeah.
Man, my mom's like to me, she doesn't understand why people go on vacation. She's like, you go on vacation, you come back, your savings are like over, you never want to work, and your mortgage still continues. She's like, vacation's not made. She's like, vacation makes no sense.
She's encouraging it to us.
I think there's a hidden message in there. Don't go on vacation, pay my mortgage. I think that's the meaning she's trying to say.
Well, she wants to go on vacation with us. She's like,
yeah, oh, no, she wants to take us with her on vacation. We told her to go alone, man. Even it could be the most, like, smallest thing. Like, you know, go to Niagara Falls. The two of them will not go alone together. I don't know what it is about these two people, man.
My parents go on vacation together.
You have cool parents.
You have cool parents. Our parents don't want to do that.
Fucking losers.
What that would be like.
I think I know why they take at least one person with them. Because who's going to take their pictures?
No.
Think about it, you know?
No. They need a buffer between them.
From fighting?
Just in general. Just that they've had kids in the house for so long.
Yeah.
This is my theory.
Okay.
And they don't spend time alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
One-on-one. So
yeah.
I think at this point, they feel uncomfortable
with
spending time alone and having conversations. My thinking is they don't know how to do that anymore. So they need a third person to bridge that gap.
Could be.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or like, I don't know, the thing she'll say only is like, I can't leave my kids alone, I can't leave you guys alone. So I think that's her excuse.
That's an excuse.
Yeah. An excuse. Damn, my shit.
My mom used to say that too, and then they went on vacation twice, and we're still alive.
Yeah.
Man, I think we should have a call-in line. And get people to call in about their problems, and we could solve their problems.
What are you looking at the next boss?
We tried doing that with that questionnaire thing that nobody's written into.
We need a physical landline. Let's buy a number.
This is why you go to Schulich, you major in marketing, and then you come up with these ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I already have all the marketing skills. Like, how much better at marketing could I get?
You'd be surprised. you'd be surprised.
Like, let me tell you what marketing is. You donate to the community, you get the community to, like, you know, you donate, like, so you give socks to the hood or something, you get the hood on your side, then you go to Hollywood, and the hood's like, yo, you left us, then you go back to the hood, give them more socks, and they're like, yo, okay, you're actually with us, you're supporting us in Hollywood, then you're in the Hollywood, and you're in the hood, and you win.
Why are you giving socks?
socks.
The hood needs socks, man.
That's like the last thing anyone ever needs.
I don't know, man. Socks. You know, I see a lot of these dudes.
Kind of focused on getting rid of gang violence, getting rid of drugs, you know, providing maybe clean water, you know, investing in the community with businesses.
Education.
Job opportunities. Education. Socks.
Socks are easy, man. There's two of them together. Boom.
What?
You have a pair.
In your mind, should socks match or not match?
You know, there's actually a thing, I think, there's some illness, I think it's like Down syndrome or something, where like you wear like different socks to like, not like show that you have it, but like to like encourage. There's a day that you wear weird socks. I think there's something about socks and one of these diseases. There's a link.
Okay, we're going to move on. Okay?
No, there's not. I'm not making this up.
I believe you. We're just treading on thin ice right now. I can't risk it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a PR problem.
It could be a PR problem. It could, yes. Okay. What's the difference, you guys think, between a reward and an award?
So I think a reward is like if you like did something and then like you know, like I cleaned somebody's house so they gave me $5. That's like a reward. An award is like just being so good at something, like an actor award. You know, so good at, like, I won an Oscar, that's an award. A reward would be like, you know, I made a cameo in this movie, so they paid me.
Ah.
I think that's
yeah,
what it makes.
I think
so. A reward is something that you earn, and an award is something that's bestowed upon you.
Yeah.
By other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a reward you have to work towards, and awards is given to you for recognition.
As a sort of like a perennial award winner, won many awards. You know, my balls are just filled with them. I think I'm a good person to have on this topic.
That looks like a participation medal.
It's not. It's a very good medal, man.
Terry Fox Award Jr.
For people listening, his walls are empty and he has one random medal hanging off one random wall.
Why do you have that there? Do you like matha take it in the morning?
Sometimes I don't even know what's there. I just put it there. It's called manifesting, guys. You guys know manifest? You gotta manifest success. You gotta manifest. Okay. I think another difference is here, you can't manifest a reward, but you can manifest an award.
Why? If you're manifesting, you can manifest anything. What makes a reward, or whichever one you said, possible, and the other one not possible?
Okay, so the thing is, with the reward, right? You're working towards it, right? It's like you almost know it's going to happen. If I do this, it's like A, you do A, so it equals B, right? Some type of shit like that. Not a variable dude, not a math dude.
Once again, his stupid logic is starting to make sense.
You know, so like, if you imagine like, okay, imagine yourself manifesting, getting a paycheck. Why would anybody manifest me getting a paycheck? You just get the paycheck because you did the work. With an award, it's like, yo, never in a million years did I think I'd win an Oscar. So I manifested it beforehand.
You still have to go into the acting business. No one's going to give you an Oscar right now.
Yeah, but that's why it's easy.
So in a sense, you're still working towards it.
Yeah, but like, it's like there's more at play. Like, okay, if I'm the best actor, I do everything right, I'll still get the paycheck, right? If I'm the best actor, I do everything right, I'm not guaranteed to win the Oscar.
Just ask Leonardo DiCaprio. Yes, you make sense. Yeah. I give you that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have no rebuttal. But okay, do you guys believe in the law of attraction?
How so?
What do you mean? Is it yes or no answer? Do you believe it works? Do you believe it works?
No.
I think my mom believes it works.
Yeah, mom does.
Because she'd always like, you know, always say like, you know, today she's on the phone, right? She's like, yo, she was like on the phone with somebody like Kamakidda or like whatever, right? And the person's like, yeah, I think it's going good. She's like, I think it can. It is good. You know, like sort of like that mentality, you know.
That's more of like a mindset.
It's more of like a pep talk.
Oh.
Because like manifestation, you're saying like you can choose your reality. But yes. If you think of it, it's some extent, it's based off of your perspective. So like there's a thing in like psychology with like neural pathways. So the thoughts that you think the most, that's what's going to come up in your head. So you can build new neural pathways.
Science. We have science, guy.
That's where affirmations come into place.
That listener's not going to like this. Say more.
More?
Keep going.
Okay, so basically, science. There's like neural pathways in your head based off of your thinking. So like, kind of like how certain things trigger certain people, but you could change those pathways of thinking and neural pathways. Like if you're, I don't know, if you think about money all the time, so then when the topic of money comes, your brain's going to light up and think about it. Whereas some person may not have the same perspective as you. So it's kind of like what you see subconsciously is what your mind is geared towards.
So by manifesting, I can make neural pathways.
You will manifest, but people just say like, oh, you can say affirmations and that's how like your reality changes.
Oh, I hate affirmations.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done affirmations before.
I think it works though. I think the law of attraction works. You just have to be very careful about how you train your mind to think.
It's hard with like that type of shit. It's like if you force it too much, it doesn't happen. If you, it's like, oh, it's like how we're talking like way back. We're like, yo, it always happens with the randomest thing. You're like, okay, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, it happens with the randomest, stupidest thing yeah. that you have no want for.
Yeah. yeah.
But when I say like, yo, like I want to be rich, like, where's my money?
Maybe it's just perspective. Maybe it's.
Where are the bitches? You know, it works. The reason it works easier for negative stuff
yeah.
is because that's much more easy to believe that negative things will happen to you versus positive things.
Yeah.
The human brain is wired yeah, to think negativity.
Destruction happens at a much faster rate than creation.
Yeah.
Right? When you die, in an instant, 9 months to form a life, right? It took like years to build the Twin Towers, fell in a matter of hours.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good example.
It's a good example. So even when it comes to our thinking, the negative stuff is much more believable than actually good stuff happening to us. So that's what people experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's do affirmations now.
Anything else you guys want to add to manifestations?
I don't know. We should have like a manifest, not like a, like a, like, you know, one of those like tarot card, what are the tarot card readers, hand reader?
Yeah, yeah.
We have one of those. I feel like those people probably know about manifesting and shit.
Those people are, I don't believe those people.
Those people.
It's like that guy, the Pandit Bindi and I met downtown.
Yeah.
That guy. I was thinking about him a couple of days ago. He did some tricks.
Yeah.
Guessed a couple of things. Took $20. And the two good things that were supposed to happen in July. I don't know what the fuck, man. Nothing happened in July.
That's true.
I think those guys are either really good, like really good business people, or like, you know, market whatever people, or they're on crack or heroin or some drug, or some drugs.
Scammers.
Yeah. Some dudes, you look at them, or some like these women, man, you're like, that dude is on drugs. That dude looks like he's high or stoned.
Yeah,
just the like, way they move, man.
It doesn't make sense though, because if life is always evolving and ever changing, how can they predict something?
I guess they're just really good predictors, like.
I don't know. It's just coincidental.
But like, if they fuck up and okay, some things like the June, July thing, they fuck up.
He guessed our ages.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
How?
There's probably some school for these people. Or some, what did they call it? A monastery?
That's from monk school.
They probably have a monastery for that kind of stuff.
Probably a shop in India. Like some bajar. Have you guys ever seen these Punjabi religious posts on Instagram?
Like which ones?
Which kind?
Anything. It could be anything religious.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the comments?
No.
No.
I click on the comments, like, okay, with anything else that's posted on Instagram,
yeah.
What's the first thing we do?
Comments.
Go to the comments.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're looking for information.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. We're looking for context or something.
Context. We're looking for a discussion.
Yeah.
And, you generally end up learning something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Have you clicked the comments on these sick spiritual accounts?
No.
No.
You're not going to learn anything. It's a list of Vaheguru, Vaheguru, Vaheguru. Well, yeah. Basically. Right?
Or please don't dislike.
Please don't dislike.
Yes, don't.
Right? Like, if there's something posted that's like an excerpt from the Guru Granth Sahib, right? Why not have a discussion on it in the comments?
Sometimes if somebody posts something controversial, then you'll see a discussion.
No, that's a fight.
Okay, then a fight. You'll see a fight. That's a fight.
That's not constructive. We're not learning anything.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
But if it's just like something that's like nice, and if somebody wants information on it, like me, I go in the comments, Vaheguru.
I think as people in India, they don't...
Like, yes, them. I know.
They're like simple people, right? They don't.
I think like in like Punjabi culture, they don't question religion. You're not allowed to. You're just supposed to kind of like blindly.
That's not the point, though. I'm not saying you should poke holes in it.
Yeah.
But there should be discussion in terms of how can you learn from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like you could write something like, "Oh, this." I mean, just like give like a pretext or like, because most of these things are like under a minute, right?
Okay, listen. Sorry.
Yeah.
If somebody let's say you, okay?
Yeah.
With your appearance rights, can somebody please explain this, right? I guarantee you some idiot is going to be like, you look like a sick, but you don't know shit. You should be ashamed.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed to happen.
That will happen.
Right?
But it's like a 15, like a...
You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. Yeah. You don't have to be
ashamed. I think, yeah, I mean, our community's not that accepting in that.
Of ignorance?
But like, I feel like those people are right and they won't even know anything themselves.
They don't know.
It's more of like a pride thing for some people. Like putting the khanda on their Instagram bio.
Yeah.
Making
I want to take the khanda off my car. The one that's hanging. It's too big.
Yeah.
Will I be punished by God for taking it off?
Not God, maybe your parents.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Man, I remember when it was Sam got her car or whatever. She never hung like a khanda over. She hung a bunch of dice. My parents were like on her keys. Like, why'd you hang dice?
Why the fuck would you hang dice? What is it? Was it like a lowrider?
No, I think that's
huge. Like, fuzzy I think
dice. Mom, like, why would you do that?
Took like the khanda thing. She tied it so tight and when it come off. Just kept like putting it around and around. And then I think it fell or something.
Why would she hang dice?
It was black dice. I don't know.
It was black and white dice.
One time when we had our van stolen, right? We had like this pila like thing, right? Like a khanda on it and like, you know, like we're
yeah,
like,
we saw one too.
Yeah. Yo, the dude who like stole, he ripped that shit off, man.
Ripped it off and left.
We still have it though. He ripped it off and just put it on the seat or whatever.
He was not a God-loving man.
No.
That thief. Speaking of thieves.
Maybe because if it's there, then it's noticeable.
It's easier to identify, maybe.
There's 50 other vans like that in Malton, Rexdale, Brampton.
That's true.
The 1999 one though.
It was like 20. It was a 17-year-old car, I think, at that point that I stole it.
But those things went out of fashion real fast, eh?
Real fast.
Those yellow flag things.
Yeah.
We still have one, but like,
that's
good. Or you'll see like the boxing glove. You see those ones with the khanda on it, the boxing glove. Yeah.
Because of my OCD back then, every time I used to see one of those yellow things hanging in the car, I would have to like compulsively do mathatik to
it. Yeah.
Now mostly people get like shit like stickered onto their car or like, you know, like students that you see. Get a picture.
Sidhu's face, Babu Maan's
face.
Oh, is his mom actually having a kid or not? I heard that's fake.
I think that just shows our community, man. Who gives a shit if he has a kid or not? It's weird though, having a kid at that age. I wouldn't do it if I was that age, but still, it's like, have you seen what their parent has become though? Like, shit, people probably live peacefully back in the day. It's normal parent, everybody's just chilling there.
Yeah, but now those people can't speak up and say anything negative because his fans are going to come and kick their ass.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't even, like, go, like, water my kid or whatever without, like, people taking pictures and shit and, like, you know, interviewing me or whatever. It's become almost like a, I guess, like, you know how, like, there's, like, Route 66 or whatever everybody wants to drive on there? It's kind of like that shit.
So when you go on your pilgrimage to Asia to, you know, do all these activities, North Korea and, you know, Punjabi police show.
Yeah, all that.
You should go to his bend. And do a documentary on how people in his band feel, right?
Yeah.
And to protect their identities, blur their face and deepen their voice.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it sounds like a Vice, like a Taliban documentary.
Exactly, right? And then like to hide his identity further, on screen, it'll say his name, like Chris, age 37.
Right? But like, you know, people are always like, yo, how is like...
And then there's like 50 other guys standing in the back and they look over and their shoulder, right?
Yeah, but nobody actually looks at like how their pinned people feel though. I feel like that perspective is like lost.
No one gives a shit about them, man. I have a friend who went to India and he went to his fucking bend.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
But like, could you imagine? Imagine like you're living on your street. Let's say, I guess the equivalent would be like Tupac got shot on the street that you live.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact same thing.
You guys go manifesting on. It.
Go on.
Tupac got shot on the street that you live. Everybody wants to come to your street. How the hell are you going to live?
Or people go to that intersection in Las Vegas and do mathatik where he got shot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't go.
Oh, you start like a chawala stand there and you make money off of it.
He had to be like Dubai at the Tupac drank cha here or whatever. Yeah. His favorite cha.
Tupac bhai the cha pino this.
Yeah.
Make a business out of it.
Yeah.
Some dudes are more famous for getting killed, though, than they were when they were alive.
Yeah.
You could argue him. But a dude I see is like Nipsey Hussle. That dude, I feel like nobody listened to his shit. But like, it wasn't big. He was kind of like an underground dude almost, right? He had this clothesline or whatever, premium weed that he was selling or whatever. As soon as he got shot, you just hear all these people, yo, Nipsey or whatever. I never listened to his shit. I just know that he got shot. But like,
oh, I never listened to his songs. I still don't. I have like one song that I like, maybe one or two songs that I've listened to.
I would just see him at like Lakers games or whatever.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and they'd pan to him. They're like, who's this guy? He got killed. Oh, he's a ghost. There.
I was listening to, so you know how Gilbert Arenas has his Gil's Arena podcast?
Oh, really?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Okay, so Gilbert Arenas has a podcast.
Yeah.
Called Gil's Arena. And a few days ago, they were discussing who the biggest rapper is.
Yeah.
Right? And somebody said Tupac.
Yeah.
And Gilbert goes, yeah, it's because he died.
It's valid.
It's valid. Yeah. It's a valid point. Right? He hasn't put out new songs since he died, right? The fuck are we talking about, right? Yeah. No, it's true.
Yeah.
But this guy, he was big before he died. And then after he died, it's just like people have turned him into a god, into a deity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put like the picture of him with Sidhu, Tupac. You know, people get tattoos with that shit. I've seen that on Instagram. I'm like, yo, what is the world like come to? I think that's probably the best marketing ploy. You want to get in, you want to get rich, and you want to get out.
Die?
Not actually die, but like fake your death, okay? People say Paul Walker faked his death, I think, right? But his car went to shit. I don't know. I don't think
Fast and Furious is bigger than ever, bro.
Yeah.
Bigger than ever.
You get rich, you become famous, you become a singer or some shit, you die, fake your death.
But isn't that kind of like what Joss Whedon did by going MIA and then coming back?
People knew he was alive.
I know, but still, that's what kind of hyped up his show.
Kind of hyped up his show. Like, okay, if Justin never left for 5 years, he just went straight from YouTube to a show, would his show be as big as it is today?
Is it as big as it is today? Let's begin with that. Let's begin with that, okay? Is it even big?
Well, the hype of like the first
you
episode.
You could say it's decent.
The hype was like in Brampton. It wasn't like a worldwide thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. Like, I'm not saying we didn't enjoy it. Yeah. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
But the amount of advertisements the guy got, like, that alone was insane. Like, any channel you go to, any Canadian channel, TSN, Sportsnet, yeah. CP24, CBC, CTV.
Okay. He's got Crave behind him.
Yeah.
They have a huge marketing department.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like, it wasn't like he was out there peddling his shit. He's got a huge company behind him.
Yeah.
If he had stayed and gotten a show,
yeah,
I think it would have been
just a bit.
It's not big to begin with. Like, it's
Okay, compared to white people, it's not big. But I think out of any desi show, that's probably the biggest like brown show ever made. Probably.
Name two other brown shows.
I could name the one.
Oh, there's one called the 410 series, but they got discontinued.
That was like a web series, though. Yeah. Right? There's that one that's on Omni. I've seen an ad for it, never watched it though.
Which one?
My brown family or my big...
Oh, yeah, there is something like that.
There's that one.
Okay, I'm vaguely familiar with that.
That's it.
And how big are those?
I haven't watched it.
A CBC production called Little Mosque on the Prairie is probably bigger than all these shows put together.
Yeah, probably.
CBC production.
But there's two ways, okay. So let's say if he stayed, maybe he could have gotten more of like a white audience or like more... Could have branched out more, right? Like,
if he covered white content, which he didn't.
He didn't, but like the thing is, like Corona, I feel like over like the COVID time, so many people got big. Like you know, like people got, like, that was the time to grow for these content. Because everybody was at home at that time, right? For content people, I feel like that was the time for them to get bigger.
Yeah, so many podcasts started.
So many podcasts, we started.
No, we never started in COVID.
After.
The possibility of this podcast started in COVID because that's when I met your sister.
Yeah. If he kept going, he could have been bigger. But like, you know, because he left, everybody wanted to watch it, you know. That's also another thing.
Okay, the videos he was making, I enjoyed them.
Yeah, they're good.
They were good. So he goes on CP24 and all this stuff and promotes his show. Do white people even know who he is?
Not really.
Back in the day, I feel like he was more well known by white people. When he was like continuously uploading shit, I think.
I don't know of any white people who actually watched his stuff.
But he was like close with like these other YouTubers and and stuff that were like not brown. So maybe through them a bit, but not that much.
He had something with Much Music or
something? Yeah, he had something with Much Music.
He had something going there. I don't think it's wellness. Like, who do we know that's a different culture that's like not white? Who's big? Like, who's somebody that we know like the...
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast is white. What do you mean?
Who's not white?
He's like the whitest of the whites.
What's your question? That's a white.
Like, do we know like some Muslim guy or like some Middle Eastern guy who's that famous, who's like around his level? Like, do we know somebody of his level? You know, like somebody that we can compare to him as a different culture, like same media size, and we know of. We don't really know people in other communities, so people of other communities probably don't know him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's exactly my point. Like, so he's going on CP24, right? We recognize him.
Yeah, we know who he is.
Like Punjabis and like other Indians.
Yeah.
We know who he
like
is.
Like South Asian people, I guess.
Does fucking Richard in Forest Hill, does he know who Just Rain is?
Probably not.
If Richard married to a brown girl, then yeah. If not, then no.
Pause on that part. Do Fobs even know who he is?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see, that's another point.
Because he doesn't cater to their, you know.
Yeah, because
I guarantee you, I can ask any one of my Fob friends, be like, yo, you know who Just Rain is? These people don't even know what Vision TV is.
Yeah.
They don't. Oh, makes sense.
See, I feel like a dude who Fobs appeal to...
like a tapa.
Yeah, like those guys.
Yeah, okay, that fucker. Those like... I almost said the other F word. Oh. Almost got cancelled. Oh.
No, I support that. I want to kill fucker. He's an idiot.
They know that fucker, right?
Yeah,
because they're into like perverted shit.
They're into that type of shit,
right?
Yeah.
And he's into perverted shit himself, right? So yeah, it makes sense. Just Rain made clean, family-friendly material.
What about AKTV? Then do people not know him?
Him too. I don't think
Fobs don't know about him, but like.
But he does a little bit stupid shit.
I don't know what he does now, but like back in the day when he started, his stuff was hilarious.
Yeah.
He was arguably funnier than Just Rain back when he was making videos on
YouTube. Yeah.
But like the way that like the Lily Singh, whatever, she got out of like Brampton to LA is to catering to other
white people.
Basically, that's what she did.
I think if we look at it on a scale.
Right? Now they're saying she's a lesbian.
Like, she is.
Bisexual.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bisexual.
Roger's flag.
I should know.
Yeah, with your flag. Pride flag colored bedsheets.
Okay, I think if we have it on scale, like from white to like most brown, you have Lily Singh is probably whitest. You have like Just Rain closer to brown but more in the middle. Then I feel like AK is the dude who only like mostly to brown. He's like an underground dude almost.
Just Rain grew up in Guelph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AK grew up in Rexdale.
Yeah. There you go. Where did Lily grow up?
Scarborough.
Markham, Scarborough.
Okay. Yeah. AK though, he's apparently trying to sell his wedding movie to Netflix or trying to make a series out of that.
I'm not trying to hate on anybody, but no.
That's not happening.
I mean, if he can get that bag, good for him.
Yeah, if he can secure that shit. Like,
but like if why? I was running Netflix, so, spatula's wedding.
Netflix is so big though. Like, I think you Prime upload some like small budget shit. I think you could get Prime maybe easier. Even Crave, I think Crave is probably easy. Well, I think what you could do is, you know, what's the, no, there's Pluto TV and then there's the, like, Tubi, what's it called? Tubi?
No idea.
T-U-B-I, your free movies on there?
No idea.
Okay, whatever, there's a free movie thing. I think you could get on there. It's a free streaming service. They have some big movies too.
Hey man, if he can do it and if he can get that money, good for him. I just don't know, like, there's, what's that show called?
Which one?
At Seamonty show.
Oh, yeah. There's that one.
Right, like, Indian Matchmaker.
Yeah.
People have Indian wedding content on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Netflix is like the biggest. Like they're doing Mike Tyson fights now. Like Netflix is like the biggest of the biggest. It's going to be hard to get on there.
I don't know why he stopped making YouTube videos.
How does he earn money? That's my question. What does he do?
He does his Buddha beads.
What?
He sells Buddha beads. Like, he sells, like, beads.
Isn't that his girlfriend, though?
Same thing.
Holistic healing or whatever?
Yeah, they do holistic healing.
That's like saying I'm in HR because my wife is in HR.
No, but it's him and his girlfriend do it together. They sell, like...
Oh.
And he does, like, investments, I think, or something.
Yeah, he does stocks.
Or day trading or something like that.
Can you make money off selling beads?
Yeah, how much money is in that business?
I don't know. And then his wife does, like, chakra session. It takes the energy out. And then it's not online. It's for $200 per session.
Holy shit.
There's a girl named Bethany who is down for that shit. All right? You don't even know. Bethany will pay $200 to get her chakras aligned.
How long is this chakra aligned?
I think it's like an hour, but she just like does this type of hand movement, and then she takes the energy
out. Roger, here. I'm going to put your hand on your head.
Put on my beard. Put on my beard.
That's $200.
Oh, yeah, so he sells beads and they sell like crystals and stuff. Because then both of them use CBT oil and he smokes it. She deals herself with it.
I don't think you can smoke the oil.
You can't smoke the oil.
He's well, smokes the pod.
You can get the CBT like, for the like a vape.
He does shrooms though, I think. He puts shrooms in a vape. I've seen him.
I would love to do shrooms.
We have mushrooms in the fridge.
Not those kind of shrooms. I don't know, man. Because, like, where do you learn shit like that?
Rexdale.
YouTube.
There's only so much you can learn shit on you, but there's only like you gotta go somewhere. You gotta learn like properly, like do
the chakra.
Shit. Yeah, you gotta go to a school or some shit for that.
Have you seen Doctor Strange?
A little bit, like not the movie, but like I know who he is.
Right, so he could do all this mystic stuff, right?
Yeah, he can change.
He never learned from like YouTube or like you know like some like pundit down the street.
Yeah,
he had to go to the temple in Nepal and show them his dedication.
Okay.
These people aren't doing that.
It's a business, yo.
You think it? We should try just for the shits out of it. We should try one day and see what happens.
Aligning our chakras?
Yeah. But like, we won't pay. We'll get like on. You think somebody doesn't pay? Like, they get the service done, they don't pay. She like aligns it back.
She aligns it. She makes it worse than it was.
Spends like 10 minutes like... waving his hand slowly over your face, yeah. slowly over your face, you know, like calming you down. And then you do the like, fucking get up and run, and he just scrambles the air behind you.
Imagine telling your parents that, yo. I was like to myself, I was thinking of a topic idea. I'm like, are we degenerate? Like, as people, like, you know, like, but it's like, you know, you tell your parents, like, oh, okay, you guys obviously work jobs, right? And shit, you guys actually have like shit that you're doing. But like, let's say you go to your parents and I quit my job.
Let's say you go to your parents. Puberty's still going on with this guy. Go on.
I guess so, man. Go. I could still grow taller.
Go on.
Okay.
We'll take you to the chakra aligning person and open your height chakra.
That's a good one. Okay, so let's say you go to your parents, you're like, I quit my job, I'm gonna do this podcast full time. Your parents are gonna be like, what, you were degenerate? Or like some jobby version of that. So are we degenerates? But then I look at people like that who are selling chalk or some shit. I'm like, how do your parents just
those people right now are better off than we are because they're charging $200.
Yeah, they definitely are better off than we are. But like, how? If I
imagine would imagine telling your parents I'm gonna be a healer. And Percy, well,
doctor.
No, I'm just going to light some incense in the basement and go like this in somebody's face and charge $200. Parents are on board with anything legal as long as it makes money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think though, like...
Unless it's porn. That's where they would draw the line.
Yeah.
Or the OnlyFans.
For the OnlyFans.
But I think, okay, let's say you're the parent. Now, your child's like... I'm gonna do this healing thing. How would you react to that?
Okay, so like back when I was younger and stupider,
yeah,
I would say stuff to myself like, I'm not gonna do what my parents did with me. Like, I want my child to be happy, right?
Yeah.
Now, thanks to Justin Trudeau and his government and, you know, not being able to afford anything.
Yeah.
And if things keep up this way. And if my kid says, I want to do chakra aligning.
I'm going to slap the chakra out of them. Shit out of this kid.
You better be a fucking doctor. Okay? Fucking liberals. Need some racism back in this country.
Conservative.
I mean, he was racist at one point.
Do it again.
Go back. Go back to your Aladdin days.
Yeah.
I think anywhere you look around the world, though, I don't think it's any much better. They're politicians or politics or whatever. I don't know what's wrong with the world. We need to align the chakras or some shit. We just can't make good politicians.
Because they're not doing it to help people, man. It's a position of power and prestige and a status thing.
So, like, you think we should abandon, like, democracy?
You think Bob Design Singh was going to fix Brampton?
He was more for the memes. I think that's the only reason
He wasn't in the elections for the memes. He didn't know. You actually wanted to become mayor.
Yeah.
You really think that guy was going to fix Brampton?
He had trucks driving
around.
With the pictures of him.
How much do you think he poured into this?
A lot. Oh,
a couple thousand.
No one else has trucks driving around.
You don't see Patrick Brown with trucks. Anybody who voted him, they clearly voted him for the memes. They never want a better life. They're just like, yo, this guy's fucking hilarious. Let's vote him. Similar thing, I think you could almost say with Trump too. Like half of his voters, I think, were probably like, yo, this shit's hilarious. Get him in office. And then when it actually happened, I mean, he did better than Biden, I guess, according to some people.
I'm saying get him back in office again.
Yeah. RFK, though, I think people say he's going to be a good... I don't think he's going to win.
We need a Trump in Canada.
Yeah.
They got the Polyev guy, but I don't trust him.
He's a conservative, but he's not Trump-like.
Yeah. I don't trust him because... Even, like, was it the first female prime minister was, like, in there for a couple of months? Was it Kim something?
Kim Campbell?
Yeah, she said he don't trust this guy. He's fucking horrible.
Is she a liberal?
I think she's a conservative. I don't know. You gotta check
that. Well, let's Google this right now.
But I think it's a TV interview. She's like, don't trust this guy or whatever. He is not what he says he is.
No, what is he?
I think, you know, like a politician say shit for votes. That's what I think.
But I feel like everyone says that.
Everyone's like that too.
NDP's never gonna make
NDP
it.
NDP's not gonna
They're
win.
Just They're like, they much. Try.
They could win in a European country.
Yeah.
If they were a party in a European country. But Canada, that's not.
They're too liberal. They're gonna make it worse. They're gonna make the taxes. Like,
yeah,
crazy.
Tax would be insane.
Yeah, she was conservative.
Yeah, see, that's. We have a conservative outing another conservative. Like, I don't know. Shit, we should go into politics.
What's the Polyev guy's like thing? He's conservative?
He's conservative. His platform's like bring, I guess it's kind of basically what Harper was. Basically.
Bring back Stephen Harper.
Harper was good. I think he had a nut removed or something. A ball removed, I think. I think he had testicle cancer or something.
Why do you know this?
Something. My friend told me in the grade. Yeah, I don't know if he was joking or if he was serious.
Don't listen to your friends.
I don't know if it's a joke. Google that. I don't know if it's serious.
Stephen Harper.
I think Phil Kessel also had a ball removed.
Why do you know this?
General
cancer.
General knowledge.
There's nothing on this about Stephen Harper having any type of cancer. That's the only reason you would remove a testicle.
Yeah. I don't know.
Now, if I Google Stephen Harper testicles, my search history becomes very, very sus.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
Stephen Harper's also like a very white name. You might just get like an actor.
Like a Gora.
An adult actor.
Okay, first result is on Amazon. It's called Fucking Stephen Harper, How I Sexually Assaulted the 22nd Prime Minister of Canada.
What?
That's the first search result that comes up when you Google Stephen Harper testicle. So your friend was wrong.
Okay.
He has both of his testicles.
But then, okay, so politicians, you think they actually do anything? Because remember, we were talking to our neighbor.
Does it look like they do anything?
I don't know. He's my neighbor, a black dude, you know, seems smart, I think, right? He seems educated. What do you think? From the one conversation you had.
He seems like he's got his marbles.
He seems like he knows what he's talking about. He said everything's controlled by money. Politicians don't do anything. The finance or whatever controls everything. If the finance controls everything, how would the finance just fucked up the finance? Like it's fucked up right now, so the finance fucked up the finance fucked up the policies.
I'm not that smart.
I mean, you're gonna major in finance, so you're not gonna fuck up the finance.
Basically, the big companies, they can influence laws and decisions with their money.
Yeah,
that's what he means.
Why would they want to ban? Like we got guns banned, right? Do you think they had influence on getting guns banned and shit?
I don't know who had that decision.
But I find that really stupid.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
And on top of that, now they're saying, if somebody comes to steal your car, put the keys by the door.
Yeah, that's fucking...
Instead of saying, we're doing something to crack down on this, they're saying just fucking here, just like, fucking stupid.
It is.
So for people not in Toronto, who don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Vehicle theft is a huge problem here.
Yep.
And Toronto police came out and said a few days ago, leave your keys by the door, because if they can't pick up a signal for your keys from outside, they're going to come break down your door and look for the keys. So to make things easy for everybody, and they portrayed it as, for your safety, just leave the keys by the door.
At that point, just leave your car open and just leave the key
leave the keys inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yes. If the keys are by the door, yeah, you have a smaller chance of getting assaulted.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But why not just fucking say, like, we're gonna do something about this problem to begin with?
Yeah.
We're gonna crack down on it. There's gonna be harsher penalties.
They got federal funding for it, I think.
Yeah, I think maybe something.
Right. So actually do something about it. Also, if somebody breaks into your house and you beat them up, can you?
We learned about this last year in law class. If you can only beat them up if they're a threat to you.
He's in your house.
No, okay, so let's say they break into your house, they take the keys, they're running, and you tackle them from behind. You can't do that. You'll get prison time for that.
Why?
But okay, what if he's facing you and he's looking at you while he's taking the key off the hook?
Then that's the gray area. Then the court has to decide that part. But you can only, legally, you can only strike them if they're about to strike you or whatever.
I think that's stupid.
Then somebody got got charged for like self-defense or some shit.
Yeah.
Stupidest.
But then he got out though.
This is so stupid though.
I think even when guns were like a thing here, I don't think it was that much of a problem.
Not all guns are banned. You can have rifles. You can't have handguns.
Really?
There's
a pause on ownership though. I heard like licenses. I think you can't, if you have one, it's fine, but you can't get new ones or whatever. I think that's how it is right now.
But yeah, if somebody breaks into your house, you should have every right to fuck that person up without any consequences.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But even if you look at all the cars these guys are going, they're going for new cars.
Buy old car now.
Buy old cars, yeah, that's the one.
Just don't upgrade. Just don't upgrade your life.
Keep driving those sucky cars.
Stay poor.
Just drive a bike everywhere.
Dasha get stolen, man.
Those get stolen too.
Those get stolen. You ever see downtown, you know, you just see like random ass bike parts.
Just walk at this point. Get a good pair of running shoes and just walk everywhere.
Then you can't go to the Gurdwara, man. That shit's gonna get teeth too.
Where can you even go?
Upstairs, downstairs of your house.
No, I mean for a better life.
People are hyping up Dubai, like that's the next, but I don't know, man, what do you call those laws?
Sharia laws?
Yeah, like, I don't know if there's going to be much freedom there, if you go there.
I think if you have money.
What about the European Union? Like Switzerland and Germany and all
that? That shit's worse out here. Like, they say life quality is really high there, but you don't have any, it's like very, not like capitalist, what was the other one?
Dictatorship?
No, you have like a lot of like taxes and you don't really own anything. It's like,
oh, but like I heard the quality of life is better. What about like Australia and New Zealand?
No, I think you're wrong.
Like Finland and shit, I heard like you pay so much in taxes and like
there's better work-life balance in like those countries. And education's like free almost.
Yeah, they have like the number one education system in the world.
They're not communists.
They're not but there's something like, it's not, there's a word for it. It's not capitalist. It's a socialist country, I think.
That's communism.
Bureaucratic. Marxist theory.
Marxist, that would be a good word. It's kind of like a Marxist country, from what I've heard. Like, I don't know, I'm not a socio-economic guy. What I have heard is, I was watching this podcast with a CIA, ex-CIA guy, Andrew Schultz, right? It's like, he's like, apparently China is on the brink of like, any, so what, like America has like a control of a lot of countries right now, right? Like apparently China's trying to like, control, give like other countries like 100-year loans or whatever, and trying to like grow their sort of social group or movement or whatever.
Like countries in Africa.
Yeah, like they're taking up South America, Africa, and all that, and they're gonna like be a threat to democracy or whatever. But you think that's just propagated by the U.S. or
I think living here and seeing what democracy has done to this country, I think bring on the Chinese model.
Bring Bado.
Bada. Oh man,
you think Bada was a dictatorship? Because it kind of, I don't know if you call that democracy.
Bring Shota Bada and Big
Bada. That was like a dictatorship disguised as a democracy.
Yeah,
I think certain rights are a little
too much.
Huh?
They're too much.
Yeah, like overrated.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh no, feelings. Right.
Yeah.
No, if somebody fucks up, we fuck them up.
Yeah. like, we're talking about ethics and morals in class or whatever. Do you think torture should be allowed or some shit like that?
If it depends.
Yeah, but see, people are like, oh, but that fucks up with your rights then.
But
if you're a fuck up, like,
yeah,
your rights should be secondary.
That's true. If you don't know how to live,
what if you're a political prisoner? That's also like a problem. And they torture you because you're a political prisoner. That's the other end of it, I guess.
Like, would Saddam Hussein be a political prisoner?
I guess so.
Would a dictator be a political prisoner? Then do it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, that's how you go about it. I don't know,
like,
though.
If you have a dictator who's been killing his people, that's different than somebody else who's standing up for certain rights and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? You dole out the punishment on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah. I don't know. We need some smart people because shit seems like it's fucked up. But where in the, like going back to what you're saying, where in the world would be good though? I don't see anything that's like, because you want to go to a primarily English-speaking country. You don't want to go anywhere else, right?
No.
Yeah, because you have Australia, but I don't know. There's nothing there that's like exciting.
I would probably go to like Switzerland or.
I don't know. I'd say I'd say maybe the States. Even though they're pretty, like, people say it's fucked up there, I'd think the States would be nice. Like a southern state or something.
The rednecks?
Yeah, because rednecks are dudes that, like, if the government fucks up or, like, you know, try to doesn't, those rednecks would actually stand up for some shit, I feel like.
What have they done?
Those dudes would, like...
What, have they done anything recently?
Civil War.
See, there, when you say the government fucks up, you're looking at it from a very different perspective. Right? They were fighting for the right to keep slaves.
Oh, shit.
Those southern folks. That's what they were fighting for.
Okay.
So that's civil war? Civil war? Fogginess comes out sometimes. That civil war,
yeah,
was over slavery.
Oh.
Those southern folk wanted to keep slaves.
That's not good.
Yeah. So when you said you want to go live with those guys.
I think they probably changed now.
Depends, man. Depends where you go.
Would they welcome a dude looking like me, though? That's the only problem.
Nope.
Like, if I prove to them I'm a very southern dude, like, I prove it. Like, I'd, like, what do you have to do? Like a brand, I go and I brand one of their cows with the Three Uncles logo. Will they look at me?
To the untrained eye, especially to those untrained eyes,
yeah.
The difference between you and a Taliban fighter, it's hard to tell, especially with that bug. On that note, before this gets any further, I'm gonna have to wrap it up.
Can I leave one final thought though?
Yes, why not? I might have to cut this entire thing out anyway.
Okay, as we've talked about my plan to become the mayor of Brampton, taking in the Taliban support and working that out, still working out, but. As the next mayor of Brampton, I guarantee you that we will not have any intergalactic warfare. That is my promise to the citizens. I will protect you, even if something does break out.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Roger is running on a platform of no intergalactic warfare.
What? Okay, let me just. What other people running are giving you these promises? Name Patrick Brown, has he spoken? Bob Desange, nobody's speaking on this topic, but it needs to be spoken. I'm the only one. Vote for me.
So, once again, you heard it here first. Which party are you running for?
I guess just independent.
Yeah, you will be. you heard it here first. Independent candidate, Rajveer Singh. What's your last name? Rajveer Singh Singh. running for mayor of Brampton. What year?
2037, I guess.
2037, that's like fucking 13 years from now.
I gotta prepare. I gotta get the links in the industries.
So in 2037, Rajveer Singh Singh will be running for mayor of Brampton on a platform of no intergalactic warfare. He's waiting until 2037 to run for mayor of Brampton because he's hoping by then that we'll make contact with the aliens. So his platform will have some viability. Thereby allowing him to garner some votes. I can also see him, if we make contact with aliens by then, I can also see him starting some shit with the aliens. Just so that he can deliver on his promise. You know, like when, like, pharmaceutical companies, like, they come up with drugs.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, you know, conspiracy theory is, like, they also, like, create the disease.
Yeah, they create the virus.
And they sell you the drugs.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to, like, start some shit with them and be like, hey, I'm the guy who can save you, too. So, yeah, 2037.
I will be on your ballot.
Yeah. All right, then. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good
night. Good night.
I got to listen to this and see what I got to cut out.
That's pretty good.
When it's published,
like 40 minutes.
Might be like 40 minutes. We'll see. All right. Good night.